Podcast. Conversation. Hey everyone, welcome back to Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of AI YouTube thumbnails and how they can boost your click-through rate by up to 47%. That's a huge deal, right? Everyone's looking for that magic button to make their videos go viral. But the truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. However, using AI tools for thumbnails can get you pretty close. Oh, wow, that sounds interesting. So what's the real deal with these AI thumbnails, Alex? Well, I've been experimenting with a few AI thumbnail generators, and the results are pretty wild. You might see claims of a 47% CTR boost, and while that can sound like marketing fluff, there's data showing significant gains, like jumping from a baseline CTR of around 3% to 13%. Wait, so what you're saying is, even if you have zero design skills, you can create eye-catching thumbnails that actually get clicks? Exactly. Tools like Pixels and vidIQ are not just about making pretty pictures. They're actually optimizing for the algorithm. The key here is how you use them. It's like handing a wrench to someone who's never worked on a car. They might get the job done, but they could also break something in the process. That makes sense. So it sounds like the real challenge is knowing how to use these tools effectively. Totally. One big factor is making sure your thumbnails look good on mobile. Over 70% of YouTube views now happen on mobile devices. So if your masterpiece looks fantastic on a big screen but tiny on a phone, you're in trouble. Ah, the squint test, right? You step back and see if you can still tell what the video is about. Exactly. If you can't, then it's back to the drawing board. AI tools help by understanding what colors pop and what types of images grab attention. But what about that dreaded generic AI look? I mean, I've seen some AI-generated images that just feel soulless. Oh, that's a common issue. Many creators try out AI tools, get a generic result, and then just give up. The key is in the prompting. You have to give the AI specific details to get back something unique. So, if I understand correctly, it's not just about choosing a tool, it's about how you interact with it. Exactly. Tools like Pixels allow you to train the AI on your persona, making your thumbnails much more personalized. It's all about brand consistency. I see. And can you give us an example of someone who's winning with these tools? Sure. Take Scale Up Media, for instance. They switched to a Pixels workflow and trained the AI on their host's face. They saw an immediate CTR increase of 20% and reduced their editing time by 75%. That's a game changer. That's impressive, and it sounds like they didn't even lose their designers. They just made them faster. Exactly. The AI handled the heavy lifting, while the human touch came in for the final polish. What about speed? How fast can these AI tools generate thumbnails? Great question. For example, vidIQ can churn out thumbnails in about 25 seconds, while tools like Pixels might take around 60 seconds. But here's the catch. Sometimes the quicker options need more tweaking afterward. So it's a trade-off between speed and quality? Right. If you're producing tons of content, saving even just a few minutes per thumbnail can add up significantly. You could get back hours of your life every month. Wow, that sounds amazing. But what about ensuring that the text in the thumbnails is readable, especially on mobile? That's crucial. AI tools can struggle with text placement, so it's often best to do that part manually. Plus, keeping your prompts short helps the AI generate better images. Got it. So what's on the horizon? Any big trends coming in 2026 we should know about? Oh, absolutely. We're expecting the AI tools to be built right into YouTube Studio soon. That means easier thumbnail creation and even more automation. The algorithm is also getting smarter about reading images, not just text. So it's more important than ever to have compelling thumbnails that match your video content. Exactly. The winners will be those who can blend manual creativity with AI efficiency. This has been super informative. So to wrap it up, what are the key takeaways for our listeners? Focus on using AI tools to create personalized, engaging thumbnails that work well on mobile. Don't forget to maintain a consistent brand image and always do a final check before you hit upload. Perfect. Thanks for sharing this insight, Alex. My pleasure. And for everyone listening, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next one.